There are many people working around the clock in Boston and Cambridge, Massachusetts, trying to cure cancer.
There are certain reasonably common cancers of man, some even very common cancers of man, that have not responded to therapy.
Dr. David Livingston is a professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School and director of the Dana-Farber Harvard Cancer Center. He's in Boston. And across the river, about 2.5 miles away, in a lab at MIT... Anna DeConnick is executive director of the Koch Institute for Integrative Cancer Research at MIT. She works with director Tyler Jacks, and they're both surrounded by students, faculty, and staff.
Involved in imaging with the goal of trying to find cancer at an earlier stage and also assist surgeons in removing cancers that are particularly small.
Now, MIT doesn't have a medical school, but it's doing some remarkable cancer research and bioengineering, research that could be meaningful to patients at Dana-Farber and Mass General, Brigham and Women's Hospital, Beth Israel.
Frankly, institutional barriers, the silos can kind of blind you to what the real goals are, and this project has kind of allowed that to be dissolved.
This project is the Bridge Project, a collaboration between the Koch Institute and Dana-Farber Harvard Cancer Center. It's designed to bring oncologists and other doctors together with biologists, chemists, mechanical engineers, and computer scientists to solve the most challenging problems in cancer research and care.
The Bridge represents an imagined but actually real way of connecting us. The science connects us intimately. The Bridge connects us physically.
Again, that's Dr. David Livingston in Boston.
There's a not common but very unpleasant form of lymphoma called double-hit lymphoma. The tumor is aggressive, and the tumor is completely resistant to chemotherapy. Full stop. So two absolutely brilliant groups of people, one at MIT and one right here, got together because the MIT scientists had made an observation that suggested that these cells might be susceptible to two kinds of therapies.
That work is about to be tested in patients. In fact, the Bridge Project has formed 39 teams of scientists working on various cancer projects. Again, Anna DeConnick at MIT.
That includes close to 80 different labs and all their postdocs and trainees, graduate students, staff. Of the initially funded teams, the ones that have ended their two-year funding period, all of them have published, so that's a pretty good track record. Six or seven are now actively changing clinical trials with new imaging technologies or being used in a doctor's office alongside the more approved methods.
The Bridge Project has also resulted in 11 invention disclosures and a few patents and spin-off companies. Again, Tyler Jacks at MIT.
If you think about it, we've put a pot of gold on the Mass Ave Bridge or the Longfellow Bridge, and we asked investigators to come towards it from each side, and they did.
Jax is most excited about the imaging technology.
And assist surgeons in removing cancers that are particularly small and difficult to see by the naked eye. This is a project that involves an investigator here at MIT and the Koch Institute, who's an engineer, and an investigator at the MGH, who's an oncologist who specializes in ovarian cancer. They've formed a team which has developed a novel imaging technology that allows them to detect very, very tiny ovarian cancers. A second one involves immuno-oncology. There's a lot of interest in industry right now. Lots of companies are investing heavily in new ways to use the immune system to treat cancer more effectively. This project involves an investigator here at MIT who's an immunologist and engineer, and an oncologist over at the Dana-Farber in the Children's Hospital. And their goal is to develop a vaccine to improve the treatment of a certain form of lung cancer.
Innovation leads to new treatments, which can lead to new trials for patients. So who's paying for all this? It's 100% philanthropy. They've raised $30 million so far, and Jax tells potential donors this is an investment.
An opportunity to invest in really, really smart people doing quite distinctive, innovative, and novel things. You don't have to decide I'm supporting MIT or Harvard. Actually, you're supporting both. You're supporting the best ideas.
There's a continuum of discovery, that begins in basic laboratories, goes to patients in clinics and hospitals, and then comes back and turns into new therapeutics or new diagnostics or new ability to figure out how Mr. or Mrs. Jones's tumor is going to behave in the next 6 weeks, much less 6 months.
The Bridge Project is moving along as swiftly as the Charles River. After all, speed matters when it comes to diagnosing and treating cancer. Anne Mostu, Bloomberg Radio, Boston, Massachusetts.